My name is August Valgarð Ólafsson and this is my newsletter for May 2024. If this journey was a hike in the highlands of Iceland, then I have recently passed through a mountain pass. The territory has changed. I'm in second half now in the process to build a support network. The list of contacts in Iceland is getting smaller because I've talked to so many. I need bold and creative thinking. I'm encouraged through this faith challenge and looking forward seeing what God will do. The percentage above, I'm at about 60% now, hasn't moved much since last month, but that is because one supporter dropped out, as can happen. Others have stepped in, so the number is still growing month to month. I am very thankful for the support and goodwill I have in talking to people. Last week, I had an excellent conversation with Birgir Óskarsson, a PhD in geology. He lives close by and shared this video with me that he wrote and produced, a great video. You can find the link in the show notes. Today, I then had a conversation with Pastor Gunnar Johannesson, who is one of the pastors of the National Lutheran Church here in Selfoss, where we live. Gunnar is strong in apologetics and has written a number of quality articles. He can be a real asset for the work coming up. June 7th through 18, David and I, along with friends, and these are a few prayer requests. June 7th through 18th, I go with David and his friend to camp with our friends at Woodmont Hills Church close to Nashville. The main purpose is to spend quality time together, but I will also do some teaching at camp. A group from this church is then coming to Iceland June 23rd through July 2nd. We will go on a hike, meet Icelandic youth, etc. During these visits over the last few years, we have seen baptisms, sharing of testimony, youth praying for youth, worship, helping out at the secondhand market, etc. Pray with me that God will touch the young people through these visits. Kolbrún and I will be at the summer gathering of the Pentecostal Church of Iceland in Akureyri in North Iceland, July 5th through 7th. I will be speaking twice. Pray with us for those planning this event and for God's Spirit to move. I'm planning a trip to the UK in September. It looks like I will be there for 3 or 4 weeks, meeting friends, speaking at churches, and building connections and support for the long haul. Prayer into this is appreciated. And then a few praise reports. John is home and has a job. We are proud of him to have finished with the mission DTS in Skien, Norway. Kolbrún is almost done with her final project. The paper is in and the presentation was excellent. There is one meeting left and then she will be done. My friend Anders and I went together to share about the ministry at Keflavik Pentecostal Church April 14th. It was a really good visit, actually an unusually good visit. And then last week, I did a radio interview at Linden Radio. The preparation has been extensive, but it went smoothly. I've had to carefully think through and prepare what kind of job title I use and how I publicly describe what I am doing. There are people in Iceland who are offended when evangelism is brought up. I'm thankful for how well this went and for having Linden Radio here in Iceland. I've shared about Tampere, Finland before. I first went there in 2005, and then I went on a scouting trip there last September with the purpose to prepare for a potential Evernation Europe Evangelism Summit November 5th through 7th. And as I stepped down from regional leadership, the challenge was to keep the preparation for the Tampere Summit going. And the good news is that everything has gone superbly. A few people went on another scouting trip recently and things are looking great. I will probably be in Tampere November 2nd through 15th or so. I will preach at Gateway of Hope Church on November 10th and also lead another PAIA discussion. It's a Finnish term at the university in Tampere through our friend Vincent at the Tampere University. Really had a wonderful time with the students in September, leading a four-hour conversation, and very much looking forward to seeing some of them again. In my newsletter, I'm also sharing in the print version some news from the USA. When I lived there with my family from 2019 through 2020, my main role was to help Rice Brooks taking his God's Not Dead presentation out to the university campuses. He and the God's Not Dead team are still doing that and had a strong spring semester. They went to 15 campuses, lots of great things happening. And I'll share a link from my friend Addison Tweedy, his newsletter on that. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for following along. Please reach out if you have questions or comments or just want to say hi. Really appreciate you. And let's continue the good work.